Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach, Brother, the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
That's included the base, which is in the United States, north of the border of Canada, south of the border of Mexico. We also want you to know that you can register for WBSW Radio giveaways via Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, whatever transaction mode you have. We ask you to send it to LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. So we're real excited about making sure we get the various things and giveaways that we have. Sometimes we have vouchers for gas cards. Sometimes we have just gift cards. On top of that, we have trips. You know, win a trip to Atlanta or to Orlando. We're just trying to make it expanding. And our sponsors, but we got to give them a shout out. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter at Greenville, Alabama. TriStar. Consulting firm. I want to make sure for Mr. William Scott, who will be on the show on the first Monday of August, talking about the things that he is doing through his consulting firm, along with WBSW Radio. So we're really excited to have those sponsors, and I'm saying thank you, God, because it's all about God blessing us to be able to do some of the things we're doing. So we're going to make it do what it do, and you have to keep in mind. So make sure you get your means of transacting making sure money is it can be sent to you so we can make sure you can get some of this money, win these giveaways and all of that. Now, make sure you remember to email me at LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. All right, we're going to get this show started, but I want to introduce an awesome young lady. We've been working to make sure we get this in a way where we can connect. Yes, we was by volume most of the time, or audio if you want to say it. But now we're able to connect through Facebook Messenger, and now you can see in the background over my head on the screen that I set up on this 42-inch awesome young lady. She's a truly, truly committed person to not only young, but all adults, all individuals. She's a licensed social worker. But before I do that, I want to let you know she comes from the state of Ohio. As far as north, before you hit Canada, Cleveland, Ohio, to migrate and move and make her home down in the southern peninsula of Florida, down in the Boca Raton area, none other than an awesome yoga instructor, a teacher of the young. Allow them to grow from one point to another, none other than the host with the most, Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
Hey, we're going to make it do what it do. I'm excited. So you can see I'm all kind of pumped up right now because, you know, that's how I am. What I used to coach, I used to give it to kids. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You know, get it pumped up. We want to make sure we're going to, like kids said, we're going to crank it up tonight. So we got an awesome title. The title of the show is Parenting Children. People, I want you to really, you know, I want the listeners and watchers to think about that. What is the challenges that if you are a parent with a young child or just a child in general, what are some of the things that are challenging you in raising children today? Parenting Children in This Generation is the title of the show. And we're really excited. And we have several focus topics here. We're going to focus on it. But I want to give a shout out to many individuals that slowly join us. Let me give a shout out. We have Behind the Mask Ministry. That's Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, joining us out of the great state of California. And she's always over here. She said, we in the South, and she's checking it out. We're 16, 17, 1,800 miles away, but she's making a point. Behind the Mask Ministry, her ministry, providing for those individuals in Berkeley, California, and an outlet to help the individual to take off the mask. See what you have behind the mask. None other than, again, Minister Denise Steph. Minister, thank you. Give a shout-out. A shout-out for Jacqueline Davison out of I'll say, my home. When I say home here, that when I first started in my career in education, I was sent to a little small area down in South Butler County, which is Greenville as the county seat, called McKinley, Alabama, at a school that McKinley School at the time, K-12. I'll tell you, that was the greatest experience I could ask for, because the people there loved, didn't matter about what race you was or what religion, you loved being in McKenzie. And I love being in McKenzie, none other than Jacqueline Davison. Thank you so much. Also, winner of our, it actually was a four-day, three-night trip, Jacqueline, to Atlanta. She won in the month of June. So give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson. She's taking advantage of that, and she's going to go to Atlanta and enjoy hot Atlanta. And it is hot up there, because I was talking to one of my fraternity brothers today, and he was talking about it's a 104 degrees up in Atlanta.
You can have it where the internet isn't turned on or any of that stupid kick. Sorry. TikTok or Snapchat, I'm not big on those. But, yeah, they're seeing us. They go online, they're seeing shootings. You know, something that bothers me, though, is the way it's being addressed with the kids. I don't think, and I wanted to delete a couple of these girls on my Facebook because they said they were going to go in and talk to the kids about the Texas shooting. You don't approach children that way. If a child comes to you and asks you questions, and I think I've said this before, what do you know? What's your understanding? In any situation, what do you know? It's the job of the parent. And if the parent needs help, and I think this is what's going on, if a parent needs help, don't be ashamed. Ask for help. But the problem is they don't want to take the advice or the guidance. You know, we don't know everything, but we can guide you. And I think today's parents are overwhelmed. I think they're on this all the time, Dr. Lowe. Mm-hmm. They're on this phone all the time. Mm-hmm. They're like this. They're not paying attention. When you get in from work and there's something, and I've read articles on it, dinner, and I know kids have activities, and that's great, and I want kids to have as much activity, but having a meal together, no phones on, and having an actual conversation, how was your day? How was school? How are your friends? You know, see where they're at. If your child doesn't feel like talking, okay, leave it be. Don't force them. That's one issue. That they're on this and they're on Facebook all the time and they're not paying attention to their children and they're not communicating. I mean, I remember being a kid, you weren't allowed to get up from the table until everybody was done. That was respect. And you conversated. You know, my mom was like, this is not a restaurant. You know, here's your meal. You're going to sit and have the meal together. And that was the way you did it. I think that's part of my problem. I base things on how my family, my parents, my aunts and uncles, my grandparents, we don't have that today. We have a lot of divorces. We have a lot of people working multiple jobs. We have people that don't know how to communicate with their child. And it's okay, but there's assistance out there. You know, that like I've said before, they get mad at the therapist and the psychiatrist. You know, they get mad at all of us. We make suggestions. There is nothing wrong with not knowing something. I don't know everything. You don't know everything, but it takes the village. But I think those things, parents not paying attention, not knowing what to say. And then my favorite parent of all is the helicopter parent and the snowplow parent. The snowplow parent is the parent that says, you gave my kid a C, we're leaving your school. You had my kid sit for 5 minutes because he hit another child. Now, I believe when a child does something at school, it should be handled at school, and it should be a very short and immediate consequence. When they do something at home, short, immediate consequence. Every consequence should be based on, you know, what the child has done wrong. And I don't believe you keep conversating about it. You chose to do this. You chose this as a consequence. You're choosing, you know, you can choose to sit at the table and eat, or you can choose to, you know, sit, you know, over at this other table and eat, or I'm going to make the choice for you. You know, it's giving kids choices also, but you have to address, you know, I think when kids act up in school, the school, you know, address it, have them, you know, when kids are not getting along in my class, which rarely ever happens, but if it does, have them work together. You have to work together, huh? You said you didn't want to be his partner? Okay, you two are going to be partners and work through it. And that doesn't happen very often. At home, it's the same thing. If a child does something, and pick a consequence, A, that's age-appropriate and suitable, and two, kids act out because they don't always know how to express their emotions. And that is huge. And we teach a lot of that in the yoga program. We teach emotional awareness, body awareness. It's okay to be mad. What do you do with your anger? And I think parents don't know how to model that. Parents are screaming, losing their cool. I'm not a believer in hitting, but I'm not judging anyone that does, but I feel like when you hit your kid, you're taking your anger on your kid. And sometimes, you know, it depends on, I don't know, that's probably shouldn't get into that fully, but so hitting is just teaching aggression sometimes.
Yes.
You got to remove your... It's being creative when you're addressing your child. But I think a lot of parents want to be friends with their kids, and they don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And then in divorce situations, you got one parent, right, that's more lenient than the other. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the company share. There's a whole slew of things that are not going the right way that can easily be solved, I think.
And
so I just brought up a lot of points.
You brought up some awesome points, because I've seen some examples, and I'm going to try to address some of those examples. You said something was so important where you're talking about raising or rearing our children in this generation, even though it may have seemed to be something that was done maybe 20 or 30 years or 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it was good for family. Because one of the most important things to rearing children, it's doing things together.
Family.
You know, one of the things I'll tell you, with my children, we sit at the dinner table and we sit down mm-hmm. and had an opportunity to eat together. Now, that thought it was important to be able to do that. Now we can be able to dialogue with one another. We can share things. So it's important. It brings us together. I think too many families don't have enough time together. And that's one of the themes when we're talking about rearing children today, is that we've got to focus on bringing our families together. We talk about it takes a whole village to raise a child. But we have to remember it takes a family unit to raise a child as well. So coming together, not so much relying on other individuals to do it, you can do it. Your parenting skills may not be the best thing, a best way as possible in the right order. You may have to learn more skills and train yourself. One of the things that I put it on the discussion, reeling children, is that parenting skill. Some of the skills that we learn is from our foundational principle and background. We learn, at least even share with you about even with her upbringing. I can talk about my upbringing because I come from a very large family, and we was in a very small home. And that small home was, we had a table with six chairs. But when you got 10 people in the house, everybody can't sit at the table at the same time. Mm-hmm. So what we did, we almost had to eat in shifts. But you know what? It didn't take away, even in the shift that we were, we was able to connect. And that's where one of the things about raising our children in generation, we're lacking.
I have to say, I'm blessed. I mean, I was just home last month. We were all together at the night. We sat outside. The niece was there too. we connect, and that's how you connect. But there are things that my dad did with me. He would take me to the bank when I was, at age five, teaching me these skills.
Come on,
how to spend money. What do you spend? What do you save? For some weird reason, I wanted a TV when I was nine. I don't know. I was never a TV watcher. He said, go out. You earn half, and I'll pay the other half. Well, do that for 6 months. I went and I earned that half.
There you go.
And I won't let them throw that TV out. I had it from age 10, 23. Now, they laugh at me. I won't let them throw it out. But it's the point of living and skills.
Yes.
It's like, we got stuff, but we also were taught, both my brother's younger than me, you work for things too. Mm-hmm. You work for things, you have your education, it was implemented. And I think that's really missing. Does it take that much time for someone to spend? I tell parents, can you take an hour? Can you take 1 hour? Because you chose to have that child and they need you. And the first 5 years is critical. The first 3 years is when your personality is developed. You have to bond and connect and be nurturing with your child.
Yeah.
And I'm blessed to say, I have it and I still have it. And I think we're missing that. Teaching me how to balance a checkbook and how to use a bank card. I mean, my father gave me skills that, now I know, what to do.
Exactly.
And same with my brother, and I think it's important. Some people might not think those things are, but these kids don't know how to save money. They don't know, if you charge a credit card, you got to pay it off and there's interest. You can't just take mom and dad's card, and you can't get a new phone every time a phone comes out. I think that's another issue too. Parents give in because they don't want to hear it or they don't want to be the bad guy, but you're not doing your child any justice by not having boundaries, rules. I don't like the word rules. Requirements of what goes on in a family,
mm-hmm.
or what you're learning. I mean, it's super important. And I tell when people say to me, I had somebody say to me, I'm just a bad parent. I said, please don't use the word bad. I said, you just need to tweak a few things at home.
There you go.
Spend time. Teach. We're not teaching. I keep saying we need life skills classes. But it doesn't take that much. Show them how you pay your bills. Show them what groceries cost, rent. These kids think, I'll just move out when I'm 18. Good luck with that one right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea. It's going to cost you, $3,000 to $5,000 a month now to move out on your own between rent and food and car payment. Like, I don't know if they fully understand that. And it's super important to teach that.
You have hit this.
Just my opinion.
You hit quite a few things that I'm going to come back. But I want us to share the number with us so you can call in and chat. Or you can type in your comments. I want to thank Robert Turner for joining us and typing his comments.
Hi, Robert.
So Robert did that. Thank you so much, Robert. Also, Demetria Besser, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Before I had to give her a shout-out, thank you for joining us as well. Lisa talked about several things, but the call-in number is 347 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. Or if you go to your friend on Facebook and you want to join us in the room, make a request, and I'll add you to the room. If you want to join us on Facebook, you have an opportunity to do that. On Instagram, we have several outlets. Facebook is facebook.com/DRL Dr. Alberto Smith. Instagram, President Dr. Larissa D. Smith. And Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Lisa started off with, she mentioned several things that I want to address a couple of. One of the things that's important, she said, and all of them were important, quality time. That's something we are missing in our homes. Making sure we spend time with our children. Again, they are navigating something we may not be able to navigate if we were children. Think about it now. There's certain things we came at a time when, you know, it was set up for us to come. Do we really think that with what's going on now, we're able to think about at 10, can I go through a pandemic? Can I go through social media? Could I really operate? I want you to think about that. You're an adult now. Quality time is important. The quality time is something we're, in many ways, and I give you good examples of, Lisa said a couple about dealing with finance. A lot of our children don't understand finance. And when you're talking about finance, it's a system of checks and balance. That's what people got to remember. I'm not so much talking about a checkbook. I'm talking about checks and balance. If you spend an amount, you got to have something over here.
I'm able to do it at home, and I'm not judging anybody. Again, it is overwhelming, and I can't even imagine what it was like trying to work and have your kids at home on virtual school. I can't, I mean, I know I heard stories, but I don't fully, you know, I wasn't exposed to it, but I can just imagine the frustrations on all ends. But right now, all these kids are seeing is anger. And that it's okay to yell and scream and throw things and I'm not your friend anymore and we're not talking anymore. That's not, you don't have to like everybody. You don't have to like every decision everybody makes, but you need to show respect. And we're not teaching the kids that.
Hello,
we're not teaching them that. Am I right? We're not teaching them enough.
You're so right. At least
and respect.
You know, it's so important. She shared a couple things and it will also help individuals who are having parenting challenges to raise those children for the generation. A couple of things she said, but I'm going to do this first. I want to give a shout out to Ashaman Singleton. I hope I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Brown, 7932, join us as well. Hey, weather later. You see? Hey, Welter Lady, let me wave at you. Thank you for joining us as well. Now, I tell you, it's so good to have each and every one of you all on here. Call in numbers so you can be a part of the show, and they're commenting constantly. You can see Lisa on Facebook. They're commenting. Thank you so much for each and every one. That's 347 for the call-in number, 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. So you can share your thoughts by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell telephone number and then ask you to give your location and you can join with the conversations with Lisa Levine and Lorenza Smith. It is good to have each and every one of you all on here. Let's talk about a couple of things. We're going to look at why a lot of our parents are lacking those skills to rear children in this generation. Because some things we've already said. But one thing I wanted to go back, and I want to share this with you because I did a series, which is like 7, 8 series, because I did a finale 1 and a finale 2. And those series was talking about building Boaz
to be better fathers in the future. And one of the things that was brought into play as I was sharing with individuals is that it's all right for boys to cry. Father, it's all right for boys to cry. Let's not create a
block.
And I was getting to that next. See, one of the immature places in and that's for me, is to just accept that is emotions.
Daddy was having a bad morning. Daddy got angry. Shouldn't have, Daddy should have looked away. Daddy should have just, calmed down. It doesn't mean you're a bad parent or a bad person. You lost your temper. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed. It's okay for kids to know that parents make mistakes too.
Exactly.
Because to me, that's a learning, it's learning.
Exactly.
You get angry. It's okay. So I agree with you. It's okay for a parent to cry. The only thing I don't like is when parents talk about their problems to their kids.
That's a problem.
And I wanted to throw that in there. So
and I'm glad you threw it in there, Lisa, because as an adult, the problems that you have, it is not your children's problem. I was talking about building boys, and I go back to that because that series is powerful. I'm going to come back and keep going to it because I'm sharing with you all that I want to focus on our boys being better men of the future. And whatever I can share with young men that they mentor, whether it's through this mechanism or through this platform or personally sharing with them, I will. It is important that we have our boys to kind of understand is that anger the people around you. Just like she said.
Take one time.
You screaming and hollering, and if you're a father doing it to the person that this boy, a child love, they're so confused. Why, if you say that this person that you love, you can scream and holler. We don't want them to leave your home thinking it's all right to scream and holler and be angry.
Change your voice tone.
You have to be able
expression.
I tell this story about as a child, and my mom was probably about 5'1", 5 feet tall. My dad was about 6'5". She's about 6'5". And whatever would happen as a child, we would sit there, and when he'd come in, she would, she would lean him up, down, all the way down. He would just stand there. He was just there, wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't say nothing. And when she had gotten tired, he would say, "You're through?" Little boy.
It's so important that you thank you for sharing that with me and for being honest about it.
Exactly.
Because I always say, if you tell a lie, you got to tell another lie.
Come on.
And I think with kids, it's important, don't make them feel bad when they're trying to tell you their side of it. Sometimes I think kids get so anxious that they get the facts mixed up of what happened, or it happened 5 hours earlier. And kids don't have concepts of time. So we have to keep things in mind, when something goes wrong or they're trying to explain to you, and I'm like, it's okay.
Exactly.
Next time and I think it's important for parents to say, hey, I didn't make the right choice either one time, or, this didn't go right for me. And let them know, I share a lot with it. Kids, that's why I get anxious. I get upset too, and I'm like, you do, and I go, yeah, that's a normal emotion, but everything I'm teaching you is what I do too. I do my breathing, my walks, my tapping technique. This is a great technique. I try to post videos of the kids doing it. It's teaching, I've got this angry emotion in my body. one kid I work with, he went home. I guess his mom was a little stressed out. He's like, Mom, I think you need to tap. He said, the students said when we're upset. And I've heard that before. And I think that's so good when I love when I hear that and I think, great, they're getting it.
Exactly.
And those kids are going to, they're going to be role models and leaders for their, you know, children that struggle. But it's okay if you see your mom and dad. And it's okay for a parent to say, yeah, I had a rough day today. Maybe I need to go take a walk. Maybe I need to go sit out and put some music on. Parents, it's okay to do those things because you are also teaching your child about emotional and self-regulation, and this is how we manage our anger, because when people are angry and trying to talk, you can't, when you're yelling, when people yell at me, I stop listening. I totally shut down, and I let it go in one ear. No one's listening.
Exactly.
So you gotta just get your emotions intact.
And
try, at least try.
One of the things I think is so important is that you want to be treated as and treat people the way you would like to be treated. If I'm angry, I'm going to get to the point I'm probably going to disrespect you. If you want to be respected, remember, in your anger, you want to control it enough so you can have a conversation with individuals, especially with your children. People get so angry with their children, and they just go completely off the rail. It may be time you need to gather yourself, because what he see or what she see is the way they think as to how to deal with challenging situations.
Mm-hmm.
Be good role models. Be good examples for your children. If we want to live in this generation, we have brought several things that you can take and use if you want to, or you already have an answer, it's fine. But we just wanted to be able to share some things with you tonight and let it be known that we're concerned about parenting children in this generation. We're going to have a party.
I want to add, no one's knocking any parents. But we just want to give you some guidance. And you know how to find me.
Exactly.
Got to find out, you know. It's just giving guidance, you know. Nobody's perfect, but we did bring up some good points, and, you know, we learn from our mistakes. I would say there's a lesson, you know, there's a lesson behind everything.
Exactly. And everybody has to understand, we have had an awesome discussion tonight. However, time goes by pretty fast for out here. And we have
a longer show.
You know, we're going to push forward next time. We will do an hour and a half show. And we'll make sure we address something. Mm-hmm. And we can come and follow up with some of the things that we still. But we're going to make it what it do. I tell you, truly, as I say, I love you all. I truly love you all. And it comes from my heart. Truly from my heart. And that's what it's all about. Love makes the world go round. And you got to be willing to love each other. Take care of yourself. Hashtag responsible. Still be responsible throughout the backside of this pandemic. Hopefully we can get to the endemic. And truly, truly, take care of yourself when you do things special with your children. Quality time is needed. Hashtag make it do what it do. We got this. Just remember that. We got this. And that's what it's about. It's a mindset. And as we get ready to close out, we thank Lisa and all of you for taking time to be a part of Tell the Truth. God has been good. It's been truly a blessing. And as we close out on every show, we need to make sure you hear us as we move toward ending this show. Truly, truly, coming from my heart. This is from my heart. This is from my heart. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you next week. We're going to make it do what it do. Bye.